Hello, my name is Stephen Chaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is OCP, Obsessive Compulsive Photographer. Every photographer I know is obsessive. It's sort of part of the nature of being a photographer. We obsess about our film, our lenses, our cameras, our software, our computers. You know, we are an obsessive bunch, and we're always looking for the best. The best, the best, the best. And we're willing to test and go that extra mile to find the best. And there's some good stuff in that, but it can also be bad. Allow me to illustrate. I recently, about a week and a half ago, purchased a new Toyota Prius. It's a hybrid vehicle, and when I bought it here in Vermont, I was told that I could expect to get between 44 and, say, 48 miles to the gallon here in the Green Mountains. Well, sure enough, I get behind the wheel. After a couple of days of driving, I'm getting that consistently. And then I started wondering, gee, you know, I wonder if I can get a little more mileage out of this car. So, of course, I went on the internet, and I found this whole method of driving called hypermileage. And I started using that technique, and all of a sudden, I'm getting 55, 58, 59 miles to the gallon as an average. And what has happened now, fade in another a week since that time, is every single time I stop the vehicle, I have to sit there and check and see what my average mileage is. And if I'm not in the mid to high 50s, I start getting really depressed. I feel like somehow I'm letting the people in the car down. And this, of course, is ridiculous. I am getting every single thing out of that car that's humanly possible. Barring putting a sail on the top or tying dogs to the front, there's no way to possibly get more mileage out of that vehicle, period. And this brought me and started me thinking about my photography and the way that I approach my photography. I'm always looking for that little bit more, but a lot of times that little bit more isn't possible. For instance, when I make an ICC profile for my printer, I don't make just one or two. I'll make 15, you know, profiles and then look at all of them and evaluate them. And each one is a building process to the next one. And I'm trying to discover sort of that secret recipe for that paper and ink so I can really pull out just absolutely the best print. But if I step back for a minute and I look at all the profiles, to be honest, they're all fine. And the differences between the profiles is more a mathematical numbers game than it is actually anything visual that you would ever see in a print. And yet the obsessive compulsive photographic nature, you know, compels me to continue doing these tests. And then this got me thinking about a body of work I did back in 2003, 2004 called Through a Glass Darkly. There are examples of this work here on the website on the right sidebar. There was a book, there was a show here in Vermont and a show in Paris. And one of the core principles of this body of work was the joy of photographic imperfection, or taking joy in imperfection. And I remember that this was, as I said, one of the most rewarding bodies of work I've ever made, and it was a very exciting body of work. The work was made using a Holga camera, some with pinhole lenses, and all using a Polaroid back on the Holga cameras. And then the instant Polaroids were scanned, and then they were printed. So there was always a degree of uncontrollable variability. There's just variables that I just could not control that were going to influence all the images. And I found that variability to be a wonderful springboard, a wonderful, incredible springboard, and really push the work in some exciting directions that it would not have gone if I had tried to control everything. And the reason that I went to do the Through the Glass Darkly work was prior to that work, I was working in the large format darkroom, you know, very large negatives, and either doing contact prints or doing, you know, really small enlargements from large format negs, and, you know, and really trying to control everything and trying to get the perfect grain, perfect sharpness, perfect tonality. And I basically popped and said, geez, you know, there's got to be more. And that's when I started doing the Through the Glass Darkly work. Today, driving the Prius to Rutland, Vermont, and realizing about my obsessive compulsive nature, I said, you know what? Maybe it's time that I step back. And maybe it's time that I realize, you know what, that profile was probably right. Maybe it's time that I step back and loosen the reins just a little bit and enjoy the photographic process. You know, one of the reasons that I'm a photographer, and I'm sure this might, hopefully is the reason why you're a photographer, is because we love photography. Photography's fun. I got into photography because it was fun. I enjoyed the process of image making. And I find that I need to remind myself that. I need to remind myself that, yes, it can be fun to test. And, yes, it can be fun to be able to sit around and know that you've got all your variables covered, you know, and that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. but there also is something magical in just letting go just a little bit and letting the process just happen. So I, for one, am going to self-medicate myself tonight and have myself, several glasses of bourbon and remind myself, take joy, enjoy the take joy in the imperfection of the photographic process and try not to obsess. These are just my thoughts, and I'd love to hear yours. Thank you very much for listening.